We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are in go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are broadcasting worldwide. It is the fourth day of March, 2012. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours. And Dr. Jerome Corsi, who could only pop in with us for about 15 minutes Friday, will be joining us for the full hour via video Skype for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and better audio for radio listeners. And I'm going to cover the economy with Dr. Corsi. I'm going to cover the Iran situation. Of course, he was part of Sheriff Arpaio's big investigation confirming that the birth certificate is a forgery and a fraud. We're going to look at that and cover the waterfront with a very informed guest who has a lot of big inside connections and can tell us where the attack on Iran is going. And again, there's a lot of things Iran does that I don't like. A lot of things China does I don't like. It doesn't mean we're going to have war with them. You know, China has nuclear weapons. We're going to have a war with them. Iran is far away from getting a nuclear weapon. I don't want this war because the globalists are going to use it to take liberties at home. That doesn't mean that I want to live under the mullahs or something. It means that our country has been turned into an engine of empire. And the empire sells all these invasions and wars on spreading freedom. They're not spreading freedom. They've put actual al-Qaeda in command of Libya on record. That's not debated. That's NBC News, LA Times. They're using them to attack Syria to get rid of Assad, but something worse in. They're taking more rights under the Western-backed revolution in Egypt. And the program has wrecked these countries. And I want the Iranians to have good lives. I want Americans to have good lives. I want the Egyptians, the Russians, the Chinese, Mexicans, Brazilians, South Africans. I just want humanity to have a fair shake. And undoubtedly, there have been corrupt, evil engines before, communism under the Soviets. But you go research, you find out the big mega banks, the people that created the Federal Reserve, the folks that control England, they openly funded the communists and then used that threat, that real threat, to take our liberties here and to have giant government contracts given to their defense and intelligence complex. And so they basically sell weapons and technology and systems of surveillance and media control to all sides. It's so elementary that a lot of people just can't understand it because it's in plain view. And it's that simple. Now, when I come back from break, I'm just going to mention the stacks of news here. They're all very important. And it also made big news a month ago when Dave Mustaine, out of context, was everybody said he endorsed Santorum. He did not endorse Santorum. It became a big national story. And when he pointed out that he did not endorse Rick Santorum, just that he doesn't like Romney, they didn't really cover that. Dave is here in town, played in Austin, and he's staying with me for a few days, him and his wonderful wife, Pam. And it probably won't be a live interview because I want to do it really good in studio tomorrow after the radio show for the nightly news in a few days because I want to cut the music in and part of the concert and make it real good. But that's going to be a powerful interview we haven't shot yet. You know, we've done some in person before as well with Dave. Interesting story last night. If I have time today, I'll tell it just because it's interesting. I'm getting to where I don't even know what week it is anymore because there's so much happening. And Coast to Coast AM wanted me on last night. And so the concert ends at about 10:15, but he played like five extra songs and then was saying bye because it was the end of the tour to the rest of the band. So I'm speeding to get home to go on Coast to Coast AM with Dave Mustaine and his wife. And the cop pulls me over. And he probably, it was like a 50 mile an hour because he has construction, but he let me off, which is a nice officer. I could tell he was a listener. More and more, I almost missed a Ron Paul interview a few months ago and got here the minute the show started with Ron Paul. I mean, I have just got to budget in more time. I'm doing too much. Big news coming up.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we've got more off the chart, insane news and information for you today. That's why I'm the hardest working man in talk radio. 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, back here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. A lot of great affiliates out there picking up the Sunday show. XM is not yet picked up the Sunday show. They pick up the weekday show live. We're working on that. And I have got a lot to talk about today. We have Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us here on this March 4th, 2012 Sunday edition to talk about the economy, his inside sources on the upcoming Iran war. Can that be averted? Can that be stopped? He's the main guy helping do research with the forensic experts worldwide with Dr. Jerome Corsi out there working with Sheriff Arpaio out in Phoenix. And, of course, coming out last week in the press conference last Thursday and saying it is a forgery, it is a fraud, there's probable cause to begin an investigation. Because that fraud is being perpetrated against the people of Arizona and that county. You see, you can have the bottom attack the top. That's why we have the states, why we have the counties. The real authority is in the states. So that is coming up, and we'll be able to take your calls as well for Dr. Corsi. I'm not giving the number out yet. Now, here's the incredible news. Death toll from twisters rises to 37 in four states. A baby was taken 2 miles up and thrown into a field like something out of The Wizard of Oz, but the baby didn't get set softly down like Dorothy. No, more like the house got dropped on it, but it's in critical condition. And, you know, my point is, I had the guys pull the numbers up from the NOAA, and on average, there's more than 200 deaths from tornadoes every year. 200. This is 37 just in one day. Boom. They don't even tell you have storm shelters anymore. I mean, old-timers didn't need to be told to have a storm cellar. They didn't need to be told to store food. They didn't need to be told they need a shotgun in case a prowler comes around. They didn't need to be told to not walk in traffic or tie their shoelaces. I saw an article when I was out in Orlando, and I kept it, but I don't know where it is. It's on the cover of the paper about pedestrian accidents are way up. Well, yeah, people just walk right out in front of you. People on bikes get on highways now. Bicycles just get in front of you. You've seen the videos, people walking in malls and they walk right into somebody or walk right into the fountain because they're on their smartphones. I mean, people are just in a trance. And I was looking at the statistics in the article. I mean, it's several hundred percentage point increase. It was giving nationwide statistics. We're talking about how bad Orlando was because that's folks on vacation. They're really not paying attention. Just walking out in front of cars. Just again, people are getting more and more unconscious. The language is becoming restricted, and you got two different camps. You got those that are awake, and that's a growing group. Then you've got the others that are kind of asleep who are getting into a deeper trance. And I guess there's a third group. There's globalists that are awake but decide to use the fact that the general public is sleepwalking, literally. I mean, brainwaves have lowered the last 50 years since television became popularized. Video games lower brainwaves. Most people are in a near sleep-like state. You talk to them, their eyes are glazed over. They are literally in a mesmerized state. That's what television does to you if it's not interactive. Reading's the best. Listening is second best. Computers are not very good because the flicker rate and things, but at least you're interactive. That tends to keep you somewhat more conscious. Reading is the best. You've got to image it. So is radio. All the studies show that because you're having to image in your mind when I say Andrew Breitbart. That the synapses of your brain, of that electrochemical computer, goes out and pulls up an image of Andrew Breitbart. And the coroner is looking at murder. That's in the Los Angeles Times. Oh, I'm the evil conspiracy theorist. You'd be a fool with this guy bringing down Akron upwards of $8 billion a year to all these big city machines, these mafia types. And saying, I'm going to get you, I'm releasing footage March 1st of you at communist meetings, and he dies in the early morning hours of March 1st. while he's at a table at a bar drinking two glasses of wine with dozens of people talking to him and sitting around him. It's been reported by eyewitnesses. Oh, he had a heart attack or had some heart problems. Maybe they poisoned him then. He's 43. The point is, the timing of this, him saying, I'm going to bring you down, Obama. Oh, yeah. You know, get and jumping up and down at CPAC 3 weeks ago and telling people, in you know, March 1st, it's over for Obama and he dies March 1st. I mean, come on. Mama didn't raise a fool. Foul play. My gut tells me it's absolute foul play. And my gut, the more I listen to my gut, the better my life gets. I just can't believe how accurate it is, so I still just don't go off my gut. But it's got a perfect record. Perfect. Unless I'm tired or ate too big a meal, then my gut doesn't work because it's working on something else. But here it is. Andrew Breitbart, coroner, wants to cover all the bases and will be looking at all the causes, including foul play. That's Los Angeles Times. So there you go. You know, I told you, the big telltale sign he was killed is that within less than 2 hours of him being killed, I went and looked at the timestamps on the articles, they were announcing that it was natural causes. Now, when that starts happening, you better look out. And then I said, if they don't release the footage he was going to release March 1st, look out. Now they're saying 2 weeks. So out of all these things going on in the world that are more important, this individually, though, signals if it was an assassination, and I hope it wasn't, and maybe it's not. It's scary because, you know, it came out in the newspapers a few years ago that I'm on the White House enemies list, so is Andrew Breitbart, so is Matt Drudge. And now it's been, lawsuits have been filed, and they've gotten the documents that Drudge is spied on by Homeland Security. I mean, they track everything. And, of course, Liberty Guard, headed up by Bob Barr, has been suing. We got to get, by the way, get the former congressman back on. He said he'd come back on. He's now suing him, trying to get FOIA request for searches of Alex Jones, Infowars.com, DrudgeReport.com, and things like that, because their internal whistleblower told them that people that complain and stuff they're putting on list and that they were basically surveilling and telling their employees that we're basically terrorists. And that was like 6 months ago. 8 months ago, Bob Barr was given that by sources. And he's been suing, asking for it. Well, first he did a FOIA and they declared national security. So now he's suing. So all of this is going on. And Big Sis admits she reads our articles and, they're on Drudge and other sites and does not like them. And yeah, I'm going up against these corrupt individuals in Homeland Security that have been caught shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. So there's the news on that front. Aaron Dykes has a big report out on it right now at Infowars.com. He's up here working on Sunday. The great Stalinist purge of media critics on Obama's reported enemies list. It's reported in 2009 Obama's enemies list, a roadmap for great purging of critics in the lead up to 2012 elections. Well, if they'll ship guns into Mexico that have killed 2,000 people, in Mexico, hundreds here, including, what is it now, 3 Border Patrol agents and 3 police officers. 100% killed, and it was 100% to blame the Second Amendment. Gee, if they'll fund al-Qaeda to attack Libya and take it over and purge tens of thousands of black people, that's on record now. We first told you with Tarpley and others who went there to witness it. And I had Tarpley on while bombs were going off and the phone line would cut out. You hear, boom, and then, you know, the phone line would cut out. And he said, yes, they're lining blacks up and shooting them. And then months later, all the news here is like, yeah, there's a big purge. I mean, what on earth is going on here? And now I'm unpatriotic because I don't support al-Qaeda. Well, look, if that's unpatriotic, then I'm sorry. I'm not patriotic. I mean, if it's patriotic to have the TSA federalizing everything, if it's patriotic to have wide open borders while you say give up our rights, you know, my point about these horrible twisters is they don't tell people have storm cellars here in Austin where I live, and we're in Tornado Alley. I was looking it up. In Central Texas, in just the last 20 years, there's been over 300 deaths from tornadoes. I mean, how many did they kill in Jarrell? It's a whole bunch just in one, in just a few minutes. But again, oh, be scared of terrorism. You got a better chance of dying from honeybee sting or champagne cork or slipping in the shower or tornadoes. But oh my gosh, let's not get prepared for any of that or spiders biting you or deer jumping out in front of you. Let's freak out about the scary man. It's all about the system power grabbing your tax money.
Coast to coast. direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, let me tell you some of the other big news that's obviously coming up today ahead of Dr. Corsi joining us. Russian election, tearful Vladimir Putin wins presidency. And there's clear evidence of election fraud over there. You can go over it if you want, but it's there. But there's also media critics being silenced and things. And there's election fraud in this nation. You better believe it. When Ron Paul was winning early states, they just stole them in Iowa and Maine. And it came out weeks and months later that they were stolen. And they just say, we're not going to discuss it. Move along. And then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy that Romney is the man. And between all of them, it doesn't matter. I mean, Newt Gingrich is so bad that I guess Santorum or Mitt Romney are better. I can't believe I just said that. But with somebody as bad as Gingrich, I mean, that's just the way it is. But it doesn't matter because they're just puppets. Ron Paul's a real candidate, so he was shut out. Oh, but Ahmadinejad is in trouble. He's coming very close to losing their seats in parliament. And then, of course, that'll force him out and there'll be a new president. But it doesn't matter because there the mullahs choose who can get on the ballot. So it's kind of like here, the elites decide, okay, you can vote for Obama or Romney. They both are paid for by Goldman Sachs on record. And the former head of Bain Capital has gone to be the head economic guy for Obama. I mean, the guy that Mitt Romney hired and trained and works for him, and Romney still owns a big part of Bain Capital, it's in a blind trust, now works for Obama. I mean, there is no difference. Zero. With those two guys, it is literally like WWF Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant. It isn't real. And I still run into adults that tell me wrestling's real. You're the same folks that believe in Santa Claus, okay? And Ron Paul comes along and says, I'm not going to play along with the Santa Claus game. And everybody freaks out. And that's all that's happening. That's all that's going on here. Okay. That said, we're going to be getting into that. Continuing here, I want to get into a news piece that we're going to air at the end of this hour that isn't even really about the particular story I'm going to be covering, but it's about how the police and other government systems are so used to dealing with media that just regurgitates whatever they say that they were completely blown away when we went out a few months ago and pointed out that they're buying millions and millions of dollars worth of armored gunboats with giant machine guns mounted on them. And that it's a dangerous precedent. And now the media is using the term gunboat, KVUE here in Austin and a bunch of other TV stations and publications. So when my reporter showed up to film new boats with machine guns, giant machine guns mounted on them, they just flipped out on them. And then started calling our local affiliate, 590, that we're on right now, trying to engage in a psyop. So this is going to be a great teaching moment for the public, but also for the Texas State Police, who are famous for files on people and illegal spy rings and things in the 70s and 80s that got shut down. And DPS intelligence, they're all back at their old tricks. It's a subsidiary of Homeland Security. The last DPS director was not going along with this, so he's out. And I've seen a lot of changes now that they got rid of the last director. And I don't like it. And it's dangerous. And what I saw out of them is creepy. And that's why we're going to have to now examine the state police very closely. And you were not on our radar screen. You are on it now. Big time. And obviously, you're running scared. The wicked flee when none pursue. So I don't know why you flipped out like this, but wait till you hear the story. I mean, it is bizarre. Bizarre what happened. So that is coming up with that report, with the video report of us trying to get the interview with their spokesman. Okay. This next piece of news, before I get into the big news, Iran, was so crazy. And I called Paul Watson about this morning, and he said, you don't know. It's been out since Friday. We posted it Friday. Drudge Report had it Friday. You don't know about this. And I said, no. And I read three different mainstream articles, and I cannot believe this. I cannot get my mind around it because it's so crazy. It's so crazy. You've heard of the TSA making women drink their own breast milk to make sure it's not a bomb. It's all about arbitrary, everybody's a terrorist, take your shoes off, take your belt off, go in a scanner, we're going to touch your genitals. It's all slave training, prisoner training. They admit that's what it is. And it's training everybody for federalization, an unbonded, unsworn, non-police kind of brown shirt brigade. Every third world country does this. They set up like an auxiliary oppression force. Because the police are trained at least know something of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. You know, the cops don't pull you over and go just randomly, okay, everybody, I pull over, I grab your genitals. Everybody knows that's illegal, violation of the Fourth Amendment. It's a violation of the Tenth Amendment. And I've seen cases, literally hundreds of cases, where they now make women go behind closed doors and take their bras off so that women can fondle them. Look, why is it okay for same sex to fondle you? I mean, in a way, I'd kind of like the opposite sex to fondle me. Not that I like it, but it might be a little better. It's kind of like a couple times a year I go get a massage and I request a woman. It's not because I'm going to be doing anything with them in there or a happy ending, as they call it. I don't like guys touching me. You know, just I don't like how guys smell. I don't look like how they look. Guys look like kind of dirty looking monkeys or something to me. You know what I mean? Women look beautiful, magical, juicy. You know, I mean, it's like a plate of enchiladas or something. Men look like a bucket of dog crap. I'm sorry to use that, but you know, point is that it's just like, well, don't worry. We have women searching you, or we have women sticking their hands down your 2-year-old daughter's pants. How is that okay? I mean. Guys rape guys. I mean, is it like okay if guys go out in the park and rape another guy? Well, it's a guy. I mean, it's like worse. Okay, you're saying what is the craziest thing that I've ever seen and I'm about to talk about here? She's got a breast pump, and they scan it, and it's the name of the company. It's a breast pump, and they say, well, the bottles are empty, and the lady says, yeah, it's my breast pump. You know, I'm going out of town. My baby's with me. I've got to work some. There's a babysitter. I'm going to have to pump milk. You know, my wife did it 3 times when we were going to go out to dinner or go out to dinner and a movie, be gone 3-4 hours. My wife would have to sit there and pump the milk and give it to the, you know, babysitter or family that came over to keep one of our children. I mean, I know it's evil. I know there's a war against breastfeeding, a war against organic, a war against anything reality-based by this plastic culture of death. But the TSA did apologize for this, but then they never stopped. And he said, you're going to pump that right now, and you're going to come back and show me that you've got milk in your breast. And if you don't like hearing this on the radio, I know this is what's happening to our women. So she had to go in a, she says, is there a private place? He said, no, even though they had the little private grope room where they like to molest people. He said, no, you'll go in the bathroom. So she had to stand in front of everyone at the metal mirrors and do it, and then come out, and then he inspected it and basically yelled at her. It's land of the humiliated cowards and slaves. Land of the people that will take anything. I'm going to tell you more about this when we come back. Then Iran and what's happening with the electric cars that no one wants to buy that you pay for with your taxpayer money to build the assembly lines on. But now they're shutting those down. It's all coming up. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
We're live. You have found it, the front lines of the info war, the tip of the spear in the fight to awaken free humanity against the scourge of the scientific dictatorship known as the New World Order. Thank you for joining us. So, it's always about more power, more arbitrary power. 10 years after 9/11, the TSA, as Forbes reported last week, TSA coming to a highway near you. In fact, put that up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. A congresswoman who I want to get on did a story about Yeah, they're all over the country now. You pull up to checkpoints and they're now groping you on highways. They're not sworn officers. I've checked. It's illegal. Police aren't allowed to start groping you or stop you without a warrant or without probable cause. What is this? And she's like, we've got to pass a law. Lady, Congresswoman, there are laws. They're not following them. The feds are power grabbing. And it has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda, who the globalists are putting in charge everywhere. We do have in the next segment that Darren McBreen report on the DPS gunboats, and they're flipping out on us for trying to cover them. That's coming up. But continuing here, here it is. TSA, ask woman to prove her breast pump is real at airport. And do me a favor, since you're showing that on screen, scroll down to the actual newscast. That's Mike Adams' great report at Infowars.com. I want to show people because they won't believe it. The KSDK link. Right there. Yeah, I want to show folks that if they're watching. There it is, a News 5, where the news comes first. TSA asked woman to prove her breast pump is real at airport. And it's in Hawaii. And she's, I mean, again, I have been in airports. I was in Billings, Montana. And the woman had her hotel shampoos. And look, I'm not a pack rat. But when I go to a hotel and they got lotion and they got a sewing kit they're giving you, or they've got, I even get the shower cap as a joke and then, you know, pull out of my bag when I get home and put it on my head and let my kids laugh at me. But, you know, I'll take the lotion, I'll take the shampoo. I have seen them repeatedly, but one time in Billings, it was a woman and her husband and her kids, and this jackboot started screaming at her, why do you have this? You know, and I went, wait a minute. It says over there, ounces. And then it was sure enough, below the ounce amount, she was just flipping out on someone. I mean, who else wants a job henpecking and messing with law-abiding citizens? It sounds like the most horrible thing in the world. I mean, even when somebody's done something wrong to me, I don't like having to get in their face. Because then if they bow up, well, you know, things escalate. But just this henpecking normal people and treating us like we're criminals. Like, I got pulled over last night. I was speeding. And I said, okay, I agree. I was probably speeding. Just give me my ticket, please. And the guy came back and said, no, Alex, I'm just going to give you a warning. But the point is, he didn't look all crazy-eyed and wasn't all like in my face, like I was like, you know, trying to freak me out and escalate things. He was just a nice guy like cops used to be. And okay, fine. But when they bow up and want to search your car and ask, what are you hiding? I'm like, look, you want to have militarized gunboats running around all over the place in the name of fighting drug traffic, make the drugs decriminalized. I mean, I read all these federal filings where the U.S. government constantly gets caught shipping drugs in. They have the Marines growing the opium. Don't ask to search my car for drugs when the stinking things are shipped in. And the cops are like, well, then why are we busting you? To keep the price up, to keep it illegal, to pack the private prisons owned by banks that launder the drug money. You haven't figured this out yet? They need to have them illegal so they can shut down drug dealers that aren't sanctioned. Mexico is collapsing because of the drug war. Completely. Every analyst out there does not debate that the drug war did this to Mexico. You made it illegal. You made it have 1,000 times the profit it would have. You regulate it like cigarettes, like beer. You turn the bureaucrats loose on it, getting their piece of it. It'll be, well, Europe's done it in many areas. Portugal saw 70%+. Or it was like 69% to be technical. Pull that up. Portugal, drug decriminalization, big success. You'll see all the numbers. It's like Forbes, AP, Reuters. We can do that here. Now, does it mean the cops won't get to have black uniforms and kick down doors and have excuses to have giant paramilitary systems? And I mean, they get to be warriors. They're not actually in a foreign country fighting, but they get to be here in a war and raid the wrong house. Every 2 days, I see police raiding the wrong house. Every few days, I see in the news where they raid some insurance salesman or some old lady or some Marine Corps vet, and the person and the cops don't even yell police sometimes. The person's asleep, and they get up, don't have a gun, have a remote in their hand, get killed, and then it corrupts the police. I had Serpico, the famous New York detective, on. And I said, how many of the other narcotics detectives were on the take and dealing drugs? He said, all of them but me. All of them. All of them. Folks, I grew up in Dallas where the police, all of them, because I wasn't into drugs, but Drugs were rampant in the 80s. And I'd be at parties, and sometimes the cop would be off duty in his pickup truck with drugs, delivering them to the party. Whatever people wanted. And I'm talking about the 16-year-old kids. And then I'm at school a month later, and they got drug dogs wanting to search people. And I'm like, hey, I've seen you with the other cop. You guys are drug dealers. Oh, you're going in the office. We're going to slam your head in the wall, ask how you know this, threaten to plant stuff on you. I mean, I'm just like, look, I don't use that stuff, buddy. I don't know how people do hard drugs. I've tried a few hard drugs once or twice, and it literally felt like I'd been stomped in the head by a mule the next day. Why would anyone use cocaine? Why would anyone use methamphetamine? If being up for 2 days and then throwing up the third day with dry heaves is your idea of fun, they're like, oh, you just had some bad stuff. Try it again. When I was like 15, did the same thing. Thank God. When I've had a broken leg and they gave me opiates, I threw up and I'm allergic to them. I feel so sorry for everybody in bondage. And it's Big Pharma selling the exact same garbage that's on the street. It's just synthetic. And that's okay, though. That's okay, though, even though it kills hundreds of thousands of people a year. Go look it up. But never mind. That's not the threat. Tornadoes aren't the threat. Cancer exploding is not the threat. All these real threats aren't the threat. No. TSA asked woman to prove her breast pump is real at airport. KITV. A Hawaiian mom says she was humiliated when asked to prove her breast pump was real in an airport. I've had them pull out Canon $3,000 35mm cameras. We shoot video with, so they shoot the best video. And I was flying. They're like, what's this? And I walked over because they were searching dude last time I flew with him. And I walked over to the TSA person, and I'm like, because everybody's so scared of him. You got to talk to him. I go, it's a Canon camera, man. Look at it. You've seen. You know that's a camera. And the person's like, get back in line. I'm like, no. No, he works for me. Get your supervisor if you want. That's a Canon camera, and you know what a black Canon camera is with a Canon lens on it, don't you? And then they call some supervisor trying to intimidate me. And that's when the loud preaching starts. I don't care what you... I'm not going to play your mentally ill game anymore. What's a breast pump? What's a Canon camera? It's all about how I'm bad, how I've done something wrong. No! The whole TSA insanity blew up 2 years ago when I found out that my employee, Michelle, had taken her two daughters, who I've known for years. Well, I've known one of them. She's like 8 or 9 now, but the other one was like a year old. And they were going to have a man go in her pants at Denver Airport. And I heard this. She came and gave the testimony. TSA said we were liars. Then all the videos came out of it happening nationwide. Drudge Report picked it up. Number one story for 2 months, according to Alexa and all the tracker systems. Because all that anger was already there. People were already awake. But boom, boom. That's why they don't like this show. It can trigger a domino effect of people that are already up there and awake. And my goal is to get other talk show hosts, other people informed, which I'm now seeing happening. So if they kill me or arrest me, it won't work. And finally, after 17 years on air, it's now 17 years next month, finally, I see everything I talk about being a talking point now and being picked up by everybody. Michael Savage reads my articles in entirety on the air. And of course, doesn't mention it, but I don't care. See, I don't care if he doesn't say Infowars.com. I don't care if Limbaugh, who has actually sourced my articles on air, doesn't give me credit. All I want is the info to get out. You see, it's not about Alex Jones. I know the effect we're having. But I'm going to tell you the rest of this briefly when we get back. And then we'll get into the Iran situation, what's happening with the electric cars. I was attacked, WikiLeaks reports, by Stratfor in a little local group here in Austin as a kook, which is a badge of honor.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Look, this is a psychological warfare system that we live under. Americans are to be broken. The land of the free, the home of the brave, is to be terrorized with manufactured terror. And then the federal government itself, run by foreign megabanks that have hijacked this country, are basically occupying our local police, using the military against us. It's all out in the open now, all to secure their ill-gotten gains. The globalists are criminals. They want to bring in a tyranny so they can engage in their crime without getting in trouble. That's the goal. And always escalating that level of crime. TSA asked woman to prove her breast pump is real at airport. It's all about their personal power, and I watch him getting off on harassing people. I asked him if there was a private place I could go pump when he said, you must prove. And he said, no, you can go in the women's bathroom. So it's all about your scum. I had to stand in front of the mirrors and sinks and pump my breasts in front of every tourist that walked into that bathroom. I was embarrassed and humiliated and then angry that I was treated this way. Yeah, because the plugs are by the sink. So she's in there doing this. When the bottle was full, she was allowed back on the plane. Oh, yeah, back on the plane. They pulled her off. The TSA is apologizing, saying the agent made a mistake. No, they're going to implement this system-wide. Remember, over and over again, dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of times they said, we're not groping under 12-year-olds. Oh, because it violates state laws and pedophilia. Oh, we're going to stop that now when they get caught doing it. And then they never stop. It's all about stalling you, all about mind games, all about deception. The agency released a statement saying, in part, we accept responsibility for the apparent misunderstanding and any inconvenience or embarrassment this incident may have caused her. No, they're going to continue it, see. Just like they kept saying, we don't strip old ladies. We don't make people that can't walk get out of wheelchairs that are going home to die. And then it turns out they are. They take old ladies in there and they pull their underwear off and laugh at them. And it just goes on and on. We have a big breakdown on this from Mike Adams at Natural News at Infowars.com if you want to read the full spectrum breakdown of it with links to the mainstream media reports and video of it. Okay, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but it's so multifaceted and so bizarre. About 3 months ago, they went and did a report on militarization of police. Now, the state police were buying $600,000+ armored boats with big machine guns mounted all over them. And we did a report. They talked to us. We did a report, and I said, you know, the drug war is a fraud, and it's basically leading to so many of the problems that we have, and it jacks up the prices of the drugs. But police like to be able to seize it and grow their agencies, and they also like to be involved in the illicit trade, the black market, because it's very lucrative. The police got very rich all over the country during 10 years of prohibition. And they made drugs illegal right after that. When they lost alcohol, they had to have something new. That's all on record. And they have drugs illegal so they can shut down the competition. And then there's no police officer I talk to that doesn't know the government's been caught in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, growing the opium, growing the cocaine, growing the coca, shipping it in, and only shutting down their competition. I mean, bottom line. And now they have the troops growing the opium in Afghanistan and admitting it and then shipping it into America. So Mexico's collapsing, 40,000 dead in the last 3 years, thousands dead on our side, and they're using it to take our liberties again. This is how the plan works. So Darren McBreen says, I want to go back out because they didn't have the machine guns mounted the first time. They're going to have these heavy machine guns mounted. And boy, it looks like James Bond, you know, rows of machine guns. Big armored boats, they're going to be in South Texas, but it's going to proliferate into other areas. Drones are in the sky. So Darren gets there, and it's a press conference. They've got three news cameras there. They're talking to him, and they see Darren walk up, got his InfoWars microphone, and they say, we're not going to talk to you. You were deceptive and said you worked for KLBJ, and the last report. And Darren, here there is his microphone that says InfoWars. And again, it's about changing the subject. And Darren goes, well, no, last time we talked to your other spokes, when we called, asked where the event was, they said, who are you with? And we said, InfoWars. And that woman didn't know. And she said, well, where are you broadcast? We said, well, Channel 10 carries our stuff and also 590 AM, KLBJ. So again, we're there to ask them questions about all these close to $700,000 boats, militarization of police. And it's like, no, you're not on the air. You're not media. You don't exist. And so then I learned, even before we went down there the other day, they were anticipating it, and were calling five different people and cold calling lines saying, what do you think Alex Jones and his problems with the state police, who I never even hardly talk about, calling producers, calling hotlines, calling call-in numbers. So they were all ready to get the quote. I guess they got somebody on the line to say, no, he doesn't work here. I'm just on there. I'm just on the radio there. I have my own giant 16,000 square foot facility, over 100 stations, XM channel 166, cover of Talkers magazine, 3 million listeners a day, 15 million a week, fastest growing phenomenon in media worldwide, you know, just number one alternative media. So they finally got, I learned who it was, one person to say, oh no, he's not. So then they could put in their files, I'm a liar, I'm delusional, I'm not on the air. That's like the New York Times that time. They said that Bilderberg wasn't happening in Virginia, and I was in a field just crazy imagining that they were there. You know, armored, you know, limousines coming in, Secret Service, you know, flags on the vehicles, Marines running around in the bushes, you know, Bilderberg, Obama's there, boom, didn't exist, I'm crazy. And I'm not on the air right now. You're not listening to me in Central Texas on the number one talk station, 590, where, by the way, we're number one in the key demographics in places like Orlando and many other areas around the country. And we're number one in some demographics, number two on 590. On against all radio, period, music, everything, dwarfing. Got some of the highest ratings for that station. But I'm not on it, though. You have to understand, I'm not on it, though. I'm a liar. I'm discredited. I don't have moral authority. See how they change the subject? And it's a warfare tactic. In Waco, when the tanks were ramming it, machine gunning the people, they were saying, this is not an assault, come out with your hands up. And it's on the FLIR footage. They'd come out, they'd shoot them. People say, I'm not being attacked. Okay, I'll come out. And so it's a psychological warfare tactic. They sit there with little tactics they learn, Delphi technique. They go to seminars to change it, to change it around. Hey, we want to talk about the machine guns and all this and the militarization and, you know, what's happening. Oh, well, you're bad. You're not on the radio. You see how that works? Instead of discussing the boats, they throw it back. You're bad. And then start calling up the program directors, calling up the general managers. Alex Jones is misrepresenting himself. You wanted to do something about this. Again, like it's Russia and they're trying to, it's crazy. So now you're on my radar screen. Let's go to the report. We may not have time to play it all. It's on Infowars.com. But here's Darren McBreen, our reporter. Here it is.
Now, we are here for the unveiling of yet another DPS patrol vessel. Now, this is the second boat of what will eventually be a total of six 34-foot shallow water interceptors to patrol the Rio Grande River. As the Texas Highway Patrol goes on a wild spending spree, these hot rod boats cost approximately $600,000 each. And yes, that's taxpayer money to fight Al-Qaeda and the small-time drug traffickers on the Texas rivers.
They're buying these giant $690-something thousand speedboats for lakes and rivers that have giant machine guns mounted all over them. And they didn't have the machine guns mounted 3 months ago when we first went out and talked to them at a lake. They didn't know who we were. We did a nice interview, put it on TV. I made my points about how we're going bankrupt, but they're constantly militarizing our police. Darren McBreen and John Brown went out there politely. And they were bowing up. They were saying, we're not going to talk to you, even though it was a press event that they called. They had state police standing right up in their space. And when they left, they had state police follow them out of the parking lot.
All right. Stop right there. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to cut the last segment with Jerome Corsi. We'll do 45 minutes with him.
Let's go ahead and get him on the line for the next hour, because I want to play this actually at the end of the show. But imagine that then they start calling our local affiliate. And then I learned from one of the producers and others that they've been calling for days before, ahead of time, again, for their intelligence file. And I told them, no, that's the DPS intelligence. That's what FBI files are. They're a bunch of lies. They're a bunch of bull. And they call it intelligence. So they can put in the file, Jones said, like, you didn't just hear this report on 590 AM, because they said so in the DPS report. You know, they can say Keebler elves are real. They can say flying monkeys are real. And you know what? I mean, it's like this Stratford group here in Austin. The WikiLeaks have gotten their stuff, and it's saying here that the head of that New York mosque thing's an FBI informant. Of course, that was all a way to get everybody fighting with each other. But what else is in the Stratford stuff, this private intelligence group? The head of it is in here attacking me, calling me a lunatic. And so I'll cover this later. What, a lunatic because I don't listen to a bunch of double talk? A lunatic because I'm right so often? A lunatic because I'm effective? No, all you've got is terms like lunatic to attack people like myself because you can't counter what I'm saying. Is America losing its freedom? Is globalism destroying our country? Is the New World Order cancer? You bet it is. I want America and the Republic back. I stand with George Washington. I stand with Thomas Jefferson. Who do you stand with? The Royal British called them kooks, too.
Yankee Doodle Dandies.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand, eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. I'm looking for people that have the wisdom to spot savings, opportunity, and recognize risk. Saving means to make money. The Cowbin Pure Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated and twice as good as what you're using now. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils that contain no useless dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Your risk is the hundreds of hazardous toxic detergents that give you rashes, itching sores, and deteriorating clothing called lint. If you want something better, if you want something you've never had before, you have to do something you've never done before. Getting a free catalog is easy by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com. Take charge of your health now by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a short segment, but Dr. Corsi, PhD from Harvard University, political science, expert in banking, military operations, you name it, really a great source. His information has turned out to be accurate with stunning stunning precision many times. He's one of the chief advisors of Sheriff Arpaio, who said there's probable cause. It's clear that the birth certificate is a forgery. His analysis is right on with ours day one, because that's what it is. And they've had top forensic experts, world-renowned, say this, of course, in the last 6 months or so. We're going to talk about that first. Then we're going to get into the Iran situation, the economy with him, and a lot more with Dr. Jerome Corsi. Doc, just give us a prelude in this short segment, because we're going to go to break here in a minute, on the Iran situation first. Then we'll get back into the other stuff when we start the main segment of the show here. But what's going on with Iran right now?
Well, the Iran situation is about ready to break into a shooting war. I maintain that we've had a covert war with the intelligence agencies in both Israel and probably the United States.
Well, you don't maintain it. You said it a few years ago, and now it's admitted.
Now it's admitted. Now they're finally openly admitting it, because we've had facilities in Iran blown up. We've had cyber attacks against Iran. Iran has retaliated. They've tried to kill Israeli diplomats in various places around the world. So the war has started. It's a question of when it'll break out into a full-scale shooting war, Alex, and that could be any day. You could wake up any day and that could happen.
I also want to go back into, what do you think Obama, just give us a prelude, what do you think Obama's going to do as he free falls in the polls and as his advisors, tell him, gee, a new Oklahoma City would sure help, to blame our enemies with? I mean, they're not even veiling this stuff anymore.
Well, I think it's time for Obama to start. He'll start thinking about false flag attacks. He'll start thinking about creating crises in order to scare everybody. I mean, I would expect there to be another economic crash that would occur very quickly. The war with Iran is going to be a very difficult war to contain. And any number of bizarre things can happen. I mean, we've got TSA, talking about stopping people on the highways. I mean, the loss of freedom is just staggering, and I don't see Obama readily giving up power. I've never seen Obama readily giving up power, even if he loses the election. And I think they're going to do everything they can, the New World Order folks behind Obama, Saul Alinsky-style far leftists in the United States, do everything they can to retain power, even if it means cheating in elections.
Well, we'll break that down after the break. What about, give us a preview of what you're going to tell us on the economic front. And I mean, because you are an expert on that front. Why don't you tell folks about your research into that area?
Well, we're just printing money. Worldwide, the European Union and the United States, we're printing money. The Federal Reserve is now, I'm estimating, about $1.5 trillion in credit to the EU. This propping up of Greece is a farce. Greece is going to default. It's going to further default. I'm not even sure Greece will get all of the bailout money this round. And right after Greece is going to come Italy and then a whole series of other countries in the EU. Holding together the EU is a losing proposition. The United States, the housing market is headed for worse than depression levels. Real unemployment, if you measured it accurately, would be more like 22 or 25%. The number of people on dependency of the federal government, food stamps, unemployment insurance, you name it, is growing every day. We're not going to create any jobs in an economy where government regulations are so tight, government's on our necks, and the New World Order is determined to continue sending jobs to the lowest possible slave level job market in the world. If China isn't low enough, the New World Order will find somewhere else to send the jobs. And as long as we're permitting to do that, we're on a straight slide down into a continuing global depression. We'll make the 30s look like a picnic.
We'll flesh that out more straight ahead, but first we'll get into the incredible press conference that you were involved in with Sheriff Arpaio, what the next step is there. Undoubtedly, Obama is hiding his providence. He's hiding where he comes from. We'll be right back.
On the march, the empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he held the highest level security clearance for the State Department, and that's above the CIA. He's got a PhD from Harvard in political science. I'm not going to get into his whole background. Multiple number one New York Times bestseller. Wrote Unfit for Command, Swift Boat, Veterans, Speak Out Against John Kerry. Also, many other best-selling books, America for Sale, Fighting the New World Order, Surviving a Global Depression, and Preserving USA Sovereignty. And so much of what he talked about years ago has become, you know, mainstream information that, oh, oil, most of it isn't fossil. It's abiotic. The list goes on and on. And I remember him a few years ago, we were also covering it, talking about the covert war that Western powers have against Iran's nuclear program. People are like, oh, there's not going to be a war. It's never going to happen. There's already a war. But we're going to get into that with Dr. Corsi. We're going to get into the economy. He worked at the highest levels of the financial system. He's predicted what's going to happen on that front. And I want to see where America's going to end. I mean, how he sees the breaks happening here. But first, he was part of the press conference last Thursday with Sheriff Joe Arpaio out in the Phoenix area. Of course, Sheriff Joe announced, I don't know, 6 months ago or so, he was investigating Obama's birth certificate because, you know, it's a matter there in the state with the legislature saying he's got to prove himself and all the rest of it. And his constituents kept asking him to look into it. And as soon as he did that, he got raided by the feds, claiming, you know, human rights abuses and things. Not visited, raided, basically. I mean, they act so scared. They released the fake birth certificate a week before Dr. Corsi's book came out. Where's the birth certificate? And then they had fake stories put out by their organs, their minions on record, saying the book had been recalled when it hadn't. So again, when people flee, when people act guilty, that's always the big sign here. Now, Dr. Corsi, break down the investigation with Arpaio, where it goes now. For people that have heard, oh, that's ridiculous, we've seen his birth certificate. We heard that for 3 years before he released the fake one, as you know. But just recap for people and tell us what happened at the press conference and where all this is going.
Well, it's pretty stunning. This is the first time, Alex, a law enforcement group, duly constituted law enforcement, Sheriff Arpaio, Maricopa County Sheriff's Office, has conducted a law enforcement investigation. It's going to be a continuing investigation. The press conference was held to announce that the investigation has determined there's probable cause to believe that Barack Obama's birth certificate, the PDF file released April 27, 2011, is a forgery, and the Selective Service registration card, filed supposedly in 1980 by Barack Obama, is also a forgery. Now, these two conclusions should be startling. This is a law enforcement conclusion that now there's guilty parties out there, criminals, involved in forging fundamental identity papers for the President of the United States. And when you get to this point, all the mainstream media is doing, all the buzz in the mainstream media has been that Michael Zullo and the chief investigator, lead investigator, Cold Case Posse, and I dared to release a book. And so now the mainstream media is taken to attack us, saying, oh, you're trying to benefit financially from, you know, a public investigation.
Well, what do they do? I mean, that's all the media does is report on investigations. How do you think you keep the lights on around here?
And Michael Zullo, who is a detective, has done this entirely on a volunteer basis. He hasn't made a penny out of this. And in fact, he owns his own work product.
Yeah, but they do that just to change the subject. You know, that's a classic tactic. I mean, come on.
This, the whole thing is, rather than look at the accusations that we're making, which are criminal probable cause determinations, which means that Sheriff Arpaio is going to shift now into a criminal investigation with additional powers from his office to the Cold Case Posse. Rather than even address those, the mainstream media searches and says, oh, but these two guys are going to make a dollar.
Well, you can say what you want about Sheriff Joe, but he has got big brass you-know-whats and is a hard charger, and the system doesn't like him, so he's okay in my book.
Well, and also, he's got tremendous courage fighting all this. Sheriff Arpaio said, I want you to do, we checked and made sure there's no violations of any regulations or rules. I'm free to write a book. It's what I do. It's how I make my living. Mike Zullo is ready to write a book.
They're just changing the subject. Tell folks the name and they can get it at Amazon right now.
Right. The book is called A Question of Eligibility. It's subtitled A Law Enforcement Investigation into the Birth Certificate and Eligibility of Barack Obama, an e-book. It's $9.99. It's available right now on Amazon.com for the Kindle, Barnes & Noble, for the Nook, iPad. If you don't have a Kindle or Nook, you can buy the book through the Kindle store on Amazon and or the Nook store on Barnes & Noble and download onto your PC.
Well, let me ask you this question. I mean, this is the big one. Why did they put out such a ridiculous forgery? I mean, look, I was going to wait. You know, it came out that day. We spent all day looking at it. By nighttime, it wasn't. I mean, I did basic stuff, but now you guys have done a lot more than we've done. Top forensic experts, once you tell folks about it, have come out. But just briefly, we went through it. It wasn't just in layers. We were the first to break that. It wasn't just that. It wasn't a typewriter, which each splat of the thing is different. They were using the same fake typewriter font from some type of WordPress system. Please explain it to people. I mean, the C's had the same fake splats. It's fake. It's fake. It's fake.
Exactly. And in fact, it's a bad fake. It's an obvious
fake. So why is it so bad?
Well, you know, it's almost like they were tempting us. You know, it's been suggested that they're going to produce the real document from the vault. You know, this is ridiculous. If this is the birth certificate, this has got to stand up to forensic analysis, and it's got to be proven not to be a fake. If it's a fake, the American people have been lied to, and I don't think there is a pen and ink original that's going to look anything like what was released. We want to see the microfilm. We want to see all of the original records from Hawaii, and now the FOIA requests, the law enforcement requests are going to come out starting on Monday from Sheriff Arpaio's office to the Hawaii Department of Health to show us the original record.
And let's see if Obama tries to block it. Let's not forget, a few months before this happened, Governor Abercrombie, friends with Obama, said, I've gone and looked. It's not there.
Exactly. And the whole idea of saying it's not there, and then suddenly, okay, the book is good, my book, Where's the Birth Certificate, is going to be produced. It's about to come out. It's on Drudge's top headlines. It's become a Amazon number one bestseller. Donald Trump is pumping the issue. And suddenly the birth certificate that Abercrombie, the governor of Hawaii, could not find is magically produced by the White House.
But let's talk about the stamp. Let's talk about all of it. I mean, this whole thing's a forgery. They call him African-American. That term wasn't in use till a decades later. I mean, it's insane.
The stamps, the registrar stamps on the birth certificate are on separate layers. You can pick them up. You can move them around the document. They leave white halos behind. These are supposed to be the authenticating stamps that are imprinted onto the original document, not brought in, imported from external sources, and put onto the document as a layer. It's totally a...
This is like when they Photoshop, when Photoshop was new 15, 16 years ago, and they'd stick your head crudely on a dinosaur head, and it's obvious it's fake. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. And the Selective Service card, which the media have ignored, I think is equally an important issue, because the Cold Case Posse investigators went and got the original stamps. The stamp on Barack Obama's is a 1980 postal stamp. They got the same stamp from the same... a postal station in Hawaii where Obama filed that supposedly filed that Selective Service registration. Every stamp used at that time by the Post Service had the date on the slug on the stamp with four digits, 1980. Obama's has only 80, and it's shifted to the right. What the investigators found out was they had gotten there was no, you know, when they forged this, they got a 2008 plug. They cut off the 08. They turned it upside down, inverted it, stuck it back in the plug, stamped it. The only one with the two digits.
Stay there. We got to go to break. Explain it on the other side. And let's not forget, he was using a fake Social Security number of someone else in Connecticut. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And his birth certificate was cut out of the Kenyan records, showing it was there. I mean, it goes on and on and on.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Don't forget, we have InfoWars Nightly News. 7 o'clock, five nights a week. I'm one of the hardest working people in radio and in news. And, of course, so is my crew. Going back to Dr. Jerome Corsi. Doc, the problem is, look, I came out with Breitbart's death. And I said, look, they can't say within 2 hours of him being dead at the hospital, the day he's going to release film footage of Obama at communist meetings where they were talking about re-educating people and overthrowing the government. That's now what's being reported. And then he dies, and then they say, oh, it's natural causes, go to sleep. Now the LA Times is reporting that, no, the coroner is looking at foul play, not saying that's what happened, but is going to look at all the bases, including murder. Well, that's what you're supposed to do. It took them a week with Whitney Houston. They say that they're going to spend 6 to 8 weeks on this because they've got a test for everything. The coroner thinks it's suspicious. Now, expanding on this, getting back to the birth certificate, they countered you by releasing it a week before your book comes out, for those that just joined us. They had Esquire come out and say the book had been recalled when it hadn't, just to try to sabotage it. They were acting like this evidence would be completely damning, because it is. And then they release, was it hubris? Was it arrogance? Was it that it was so compartmentalized that they just used some moron in there? I mean, maybe it is a trap. They're going to release another one later, but then they'll be so discredited by that. I mean, I just think it's good old-fashioned hubris. What does your gut tell you about this? Because there's so many frauds and anomalies. The problem is even covering them all.
Hubris, I agree with you, Alex. I think it's also a calculation that the mainstream media will pander to Obama and call anybody who dares criticize Obama a racist, scare everybody off, you know, and then there'll be no real investigation. And meanwhile, Obama sits in the White House and laughs at everybody. Look, we're also going to have the Arpaio investigation's just beginning. It's going to have a whole series of revelations. The testimony is being developed that the White House is intimidating in a systematic way the mainstream media, that if anybody, any broadcasters dare go into this birther story, they're going to risk FCC investigations. People can have their careers ruined, thrown off the air. I mean, we're developing information on that, as well as, yes, the work on Ayers. As Sheriff Arpaio announced, there is a revelation coming of someone who saw Ayers and knew Obama in the Ayers years and can identify that Obama was being introduced as a foreign student. Now, we're going to have that fully developed and disclosed within the next 2 weeks.
Let me stop you. The fact that, like no other president, as you've documented, they've done everything they can to hide his providence, to block it. We were conspiracy theorists 4 years ago to point out this Barry Sotero name. Now they float it in the media. Oh, he was known as Barry Sotero. He did change his name. He did get Indonesian citizenship. Well, you can only do that if you dropped your U.S. The fact is, this guy has got more identities, you know, than a CIA agent. And, of course, that's the other issue. People say secret Muslim, all this. His mother clearly was working for intelligence groups. Grandmother's involved at banks sending money. I mean, who is Obama really? Because you're a former intelligence guy. You're a PhD political science. You've worked in the Middle East. You've been around all this. Who, if you have to give a prime breakdown, who is this guy really?
What we know is Obama is not who he says he is. That's what we know for sure. And the CIA imprints, I mean, look at his mother shows up in Indonesia, takes this child to Indonesia during the
Civil War,
500,000 Christians being slaughtered. Here they come being put into, you know, the secure part of the city where the government and the intelligence workers live in Bangkok. His mother supposedly doing her dissertation, Ann Dunham, ending up working for the Ford Foundation. Her boss is Timothy Geithner's father.
Oh.
She ends up working for USAID, which at this time is doing heavy intelligence work in Indonesia for the CIA. I mean, this is an environment which you got to wonder, what's Barack Obama as a child, Barry Sotero, doing in this environment? It makes no sense at all. And then who paid for the Sotoros to bring the child over there? If you read the INS file, these people had no money at all. Barack Obama, Barry Sotero comes back, he registers at Punahou. Who pays this expensive private school in Hawaii? I mean, it goes on and on and on. The record of who, it's an identity theft case. Did Barack Obama forge his Selective Service registration card because he didn't register?
3 years after you say it, it comes out even in CNN that his dad wasn't really married. It was a sham. They sent him back. It comes out that his name's Barry Sotero. It comes out that the birth certificate was cut out in Kenya, meaning it was there. I mean, all of it is right there. And you're right. The media for 3 years, again, I go back to this, said you've seen the birth certificate to show they're lying, hoaxing. If we'd seen it for 3 years, then what's this new one?
Right, without any critical examination. This is a political mainstream media. I mean, you can take what, you know, the Washington Post, the New York Times says, and you might as well read it as the old Pravda under the Soviet Union. It's government propaganda. It's not news. It's censored. Only the news the government wants you to hear, and anything the government doesn't want you to hear is heavily censored. This is not a First Amendment free press. It goes on and on. Mother and father, Barack Obama Sr. and Dunham, no indication they were married.
He looks nothing like him.
Looks nothing like him. I mean, truthfully, he looks more like Malcolm X than he does for, I mean, you know, it's, and then there's questions. Who, in fact, whose child is it really? Because the INS says that if, and this is back in 1961, that if Ann Dunham were to apply for Barack Obama Sr., the father, to stay in the U.S. because he's married to a U.S. citizen, Ann Dunham, as a U.S. citizen child, the INS doesn't believe it, and they're going to contest it. They don't think they're married, and they don't think this baby is Barack Obama Sr.'s child. So whose child is it? I mean, these are unanswered questions. President of the United States, if he applied for a job in Sheriff Arpaio's office, he couldn't have been hired, you know, to do the janitor work.
No, that they admitted years ago. He couldn't get, forget a security clearance, he couldn't get a job anywhere.
We take his social security number, and you put it through E-Verify, it doesn't verify. It's issued, and there's going to be information on this coming out. It just wasn't ready in the press conference. Don't assume that what Sheriff Arpaio presented was all there is. That's the tip of the iceberg. There are very deep and important revelations that are being worked on, and they're going to systematically come out in the next few weeks.
You better watch out. You know, you told us Friday that Arpaio and his people have warned you and others, it's time to talk about security here.
Yes,
with the Breitbart situation and all of it. I mean,
the Breitbart situation is also mysterious to me. We think now it was one of his staff. It was, I'll get the name here in a minute, of one of the Anita Moncrief, who made the call with one of the Tea Party people. And we thought it was Breitbart himself on the line. I handed the phone to the sheriff. The gentleman on the line is talking about Breitbart. It may have been Anita Moncrief trying to get us in touch with Breitbart, and we maybe never actually even connected.
All right, we'll be right back. I want to shift gears into Iran. I want to get into the economy and more with Dr. Jerome Corsi. Straight ahead, we'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Thanks for spending time with us this Sunday on these important issues.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
No, we're going to have to ask God for help and take action ourselves. Now, on the subject of Iran, I don't like the things the mullahs do. I'm not saying Iran's some great country, but its people are good folks, just like Americans, just like Russians, just like Mexicans, Chinese, Brazilians, Australians. We're all just humans. We all have children. We all want to live and have a better future. And I don't like the fact that British intelligence and Kermit Roosevelt helped overthrow Iran when Mohammad Mossadegh was pro-West, but he wanted sovereignty. And I don't like the fact that they did the whole Iran-Contra thing with the mullahs, all of it. But it's not like you're either with Iran or you're with America. You've got these globalist interests that, when we attack Iran, are going to use that attack to take our liberties here at home. They've admitted it. And then Iran has said they're going to strike back. So they won't have to stage any false flags. They're going to have some real events, and then it's going to be used as a power grab. And I'm sick of it. I want my Bill of Rights and Constitution. Obama's got the NDAA. He's launching wars. He's putting al-Qaeda in charge of Libya, using them against Syria. I don't like Assad. The point is they're putting stuff worse in Egypt. Now, I understand that Iran wants to be the big power. I got the fact that Israel feels threatened by that. I know Israel gets attacked by Hezbollah that's Iranian-run. I know Iran's had its low-intensity war against Israel, so Israel's got their war inside there. You know, it's going on both ways. But you know, Dr. Corsi, I know you're supportive of Israel. I'm not an enemy of Israel. I'm like Ron Paul. I just want to stay out of this and be left alone.
Well, you know, I think Alex, our positions are getting closer together. I mean, I'm maintaining that Barack Obama is intentionally taking every step necessary to cause a war to happen in the Middle East.
Exactly, while acting like he's against it. Okay, break down what's happening then. Give us the large picture for people that don't understand all the factors together.
Let's even start with this Arab Spring, which, you know, the White House, you know, proclaimed was this great burst of democracy in the Middle East. It wasn't. It's the Muslim Brotherhood systematically taking over and clamping down with Islamic regimes that will develop over the next year or two. You see it happening in Egypt right now. Egypt got with Mubarak gone, Egypt is now moving closer to Iran. They're going to throw out, kill Christians. As a United States citizen, if you haven't seen the pyramids already, forget about it. Don't dare go to Egypt. You threaten your life. Go back to June 2009. We have the green movement in the streets of Tehran. We have had Mousavi, who lost a fraudulent election to Ahmadinejad, and President Obama, instead of picking up the phone and saying, "I support the Green Movement," sat in the White House and sat on his hands intentionally, knowing that the Iranian regime would crush the Green Movement. That was the greatest chance, and Alex, you and I both agree, the greatest chance for freedom in Iran is if the people of Iran get rid of this regime and put in their own democratic regime, which the Iranian people, the Persians around the world, would support with great enthusiasm. Obama blocked it intentionally because he did not want any force for positive change or freedom or peace moving into the Middle East. He preferred the mullahs. He supported the mullahs by his silence. Now he's got the, you know, the building up. So he's going to go after Assad. Well, you know, everybody says, oh, isn't that great? He's going after an enemy of Iran. Wait a minute. Who are these rebels? These rebels are the Muslim Brotherhood. All that Obama's doing is trading, you know, a friend of Iran with the Muslim Brotherhood to run Syria. It'll still be radical. It'll still support Hezbollah in Lebanon.
But they're going to kill the Christians and Jews that have lived peacefully in Syria. They've said they are. And, I mean, this isn't even on the news. This isn't even on the news. And, I mean, my whole point is that they're trying to sow total discord and anarchy and craziness in the Middle East. And what's that going to do to gas prices?
Well, I mean, okay, so we're going to have a war. I mean, the war has already started, I think, in a covert war. Now we have a war. The war is going to at least involve an attempt to shut down the Straits of Hormuz, through which about 40% of the world's oil supply goes through every day.
Already going up.
Yeah, I mean, you could double. Shooting war starts wherever oil is at that time, $4, $8. I mean, that's conceivable to me. And remember, Alex, when I wrote Black Gold Stranglehold, I predicted that oil would be at $100 a barrel. That was in 2006, and everybody said I was crazy.
And a year and a half later, you were right.
And today, oil at $100 a barrel is considered normal. There's absolutely no reason for this except that the New World Order, the geopolitical system, wants to take every last dollar out of the U.S. and European economy.
So they can implode it and buy it up. Well, I mean, as you said, look at Warren Buffett, who stands to make billions a year off his trains taking the oil to the west coast of Canada to China. So he has Obama kill a already almost complete pipeline. I mean, it's literal economic sabotage. Foreign enemies could not do stuff like this.
Now we're intentionally, the New World Order is in the White House. If anybody thinks that President Obama even understands the Constitution, they're crazy. He has no regard for the Constitution. President Obama may be aspiring to be, you know, President of the United Nations, Secretary General.
Clinton has said that. Well, look at how he launched the war, and Congress said, we'll give you authorization. He said, I have the UN. That was treason. I have the UN authority. I don't need you, Congress.
And they've been systematically both, you know, this has been going on. Even George W. Bush signing treaties, avian flu, were under the control of the UN. This whole United Nations control, global control. Let's look at what happened in Europe. Said in Europe when the crisis was going on, New World Order would use it to take away the sovereignty of nations. Now, Greece cannot even decide its own budget. The same thing is going to go on when a war occurs with Iran. The minute that war starts, you're going to have oil spike tremendously, and Obama is going to show up on the TV and pretend he's the great savior when the truth is Obama caused this war to happen.
And he'll release a little bit of the strategic oil supply and act like he's a savior.
And what a joke that is. You know, the fact is Obama's lying left and right, saying, oh, look, we're getting more independence on foreign oil.
Look at him on the NDAA. He said, I'm against it. He demanded it. Then he said he wouldn't sign it. Then he signed it.
I know. And, you know, the whole deal here is we're using less oil. That's the only reason we have a higher percentage of oil that's from U.S. production. In the meantime, we're shutting down coal plants. We won't do the pipeline. We don't have any drilling going off either shore. This administration is desperately intent on increasing the price of oil.
Why do the big insiders, the crony capitalists that work with socialist extremists of every band, why do they want to destroy Europe and the United States?
Well, first of all, they know they're going to be on the inside. So while the money is being stolen, they're going to get their cut. Look at all the cylinders. I'm estimating there must have been $40 billion stolen out of the $878 billion stimulus fund. That's a conservative estimate given to the supporters of Obama.
Look at the $8 billion a year Akron was getting. You don't think Breitbart made enemies cutting off that to all their city machines?
Precisely. And by the way, Breitbart, we're preparing to offer some resources to the family to get some really top coroners to look at this. You know, I'm investigating the entire month of his life. We don't know the entire month. Somebody can put the drugs the intelligence agencies and others have developed. Breitbart could have been injected with something toxic a month ago that would cause a heart attack as if it were today.
And it's metabolized out now, yeah.
I don't want to look at just the last 24 hours. You know, I want to investigate more.
But that's what the coroner says. He's doing a 6 to 8 week. He says he's going to go deep. He thinks there could be something there.
Well, I think there is something. I think that's what we got to find out. You know, I'm an investigative reporter. It's like I'm trained that if your mother says she loves you, you better find another source. You know, I want to know.
Isn't it suspicious to you that they announced within 2 hours it was totally natural, just out of the blue, and that the media ran with that?
Absolutely. You know, we're supposed to believe a 43-year-old, healthy 43-year-old, drops over. And he's had heart problems and all these other. He's working too hard. Well, look, a lot of people at 43 years old have heart problems and work very hard, but don't keel over of catastrophic heart attack.
The day they're going to release footage that'll, quote, destroy the president.
Precisely. You know, and again, one of the meetings is we better watch our security. That was the discussion in Sheriff Arpaio's office immediately after Breitbart's death was announced.
All right. I've got a report I'm going to get to on the state police and a new boondoggle they've got with gunboats. But stay there. I want to do a few more minutes with you to recap and any other points you want to make on where the economy's going and how to turn it around and what tricks you think Obama's going to play. Dr. Jerome Corsi's our guest.
Coast to coast. Direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, final segment. I will be taking a lot of calls tomorrow on the weekday show, but today we had a lot of news and information to cover. We got to most of it. The world is getting so crazy. We only got a few minutes left with Dr. Corsi. Bottom line, how do you see all this unfolding? What are some of the possible, probable, in your analysis, futures that we see here with the economy, with all of it? I mean, will the globalist, will the crony capitalists who are waging war against all free societies and funding all sorts of radical groups, will they be successful in converting the Western world into a high-tech police state and doing all of this?
It's going to be a very desperate last battle here. They're going to run very fast to the finish line. I'd watch for the economy is going to continue to deteriorate. More and more people are going to lose their jobs, struggle with monthly payments. But yet the unemployment figures are going to be continually manipulated. You're going to see either close to 8.5%, whatever they can maintain, by increasing the number of people that the Bureau of Labor Statistics says are out of the labor pool. A lot of manipulation of data, a lot of lies about how the so-called recovery, there isn't any recovery. What there is a deepening depression in the housing market. There's growing dependence on the government. And by the way, anybody who thinks that Obama is going to maintain their government dependence after he wins re-election is a fool. That's when the food stamp programs get cut. That's when Obama starts intervening to reduce unemployment benefits. This is a trap into dependency in the government.
Well, remember, with health care, they said they wouldn't do it, and now they admit death panels. Now they admit once things are socialized, they control it all and give all the extra money to the banker bailouts, not to the people.
That's right. And, you know, here comes the we're going to be discussing Ayers at great length, both with the cold case posse, and I'm going to be writing about it more.
Well, listen, as soon as you told me you're going to, when that article comes out, you said you're going to come here first. You promise. Yes,
I promise. You got my word. We'll be here first at the Alex Jones Show. And look, Alex, Ayers, there are tapes out there with Ayers, the Weather Undergrounding, wanting to exterminate
23 million people, arrest everybody, re-education camps. I've had communists on the street tell me they're going to get me and that they're going to do this.
And look, after this, you think if Obama wins again, you think there'll be a Jerome Corsi writing a WND or a WND or an Alex Jones show? They're going to clamp down.
Cass Sunstein admits at the White House they're going to shut down anybody that criticizes them. He says if you criticize electric cars, they'll shut you down. And, I mean, no one's buying them. I'm not allowed to say that?
They closed down the Volt. The Volt was a bad idea. That's a government car. Obama promoted that entirely. But look, the lies on the economy are going to continue and intensify, and people have got to look through to see the lies because it's going to be a rush to the finish to pretty up this new world order until it collapses. And when it collapses, either right before or right after the election, there'll be a big rush for power, trying to get everybody into fear that they're going to lose all they own. When the goal, by the way, is to take everybody's private property away from them anyway. That's where the socialists are.
Exactly. They keep you in a trap of too big to fail. I'm going to have to get you back up just on the economic front. Dr. Corsi, thank you so much.
And I'm going more into these e-books. I'm going to do one on oil as well. I've got two e-books out now, the one on question of eligibility on the Arpaio investigation and Saul Alinsky, the evil genius behind Obama. Two e-books. I'm going to have a third, The Great Oil Conspiracy, out in April.
Amazing. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, there goes Dr. Jerome Corsi. Speaking of plugs, because it is an information war, you should get his books and get them out to people because it's very accurate info. This is the last day. All 18 of my films and Jason Burmese's incredible film that I produced, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, for $99.95, normally $380. That's 74% off, and it's done. I won't offer it again until next Christmas. I've extended it. All of my films, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Terror Storm, Truth Rising, all four of the police state films, $99.95, 19 films and a citizen rule book, bumper stickers, and more. We've also got a new deal on business cards, InfoWars, You Are the Resistance business cards at cost. They're one penny a piece at InfoWars.com, 100 of them with a citizen rule book and bumper stickers, InfoWars.com. Check that out today. Now, I already talked about this some of the first hour. I'm long-winded. I ran out of time. Here is our report from Darren McBreen, where he goes out to cover the gunboats that we first reported on 3 months ago. Now, DPS unveils new patrol boat. State troopers ready launch of gunboats. Yeah, we're going to play the full report here. And this is incredible, because when the guys went out there to interview them, they said, we're not talking to you. They had like three news cameras out there, other news agencies, YNN and others locally. And they said, you're not media. You say you're on 590, but you're not. And we're like, okay. Well, I mean, because when we called last time, they said, well, what are you on? And then he goes, I know who Alex Jones is, but I'm not on the air. Again. So it's like this mind game where we're trying to report on the boats and how the drug war is all a fraud, and how the bigger the drug war gets, the more drugs are on our streets, and the troops are growing the opium in Afghanistan, and their response is this. So here is that report.
Now, we are here for the unveiling of yet another DPS patrol vessel. Now, this is the second boat of what will eventually be a total of six 34-foot shallow water interceptors to patrol the Rio Grande River. As the Texas Highway Patrol goes on a wild spending spree, these hot rod boats cost approximately $600,000 each. And yes, that's taxpayer money to fight
Al-Qaeda,
small-time drug traffickers on the Texas rivers.
They're buying these giant $690-something thousand speedboats for lakes and rivers that have giant machine guns mounted all over them. And they didn't have the machine guns mounted 3 months ago when we first went out and talked to them at a lake. They didn't know who we were. We did a nice interview, put it on TV. I made my points about how we're going bankrupt, but they're constantly militarizing our police. Darren McBreen and John Brown went out there politely, and they were bowing up. They were saying, we're not going to talk to you, even though it was a press event that they called. They had state police standing right up in their space. And when they left, they had state police follow them out of the parking lot over by the lake.
I mean, here's my deal, man. I mean, you guys misrepresented yourself. I was with KLBJ. I called them, and they're like, no, they don't work for us.
It's not a misrepresentation. We're broadcast on KLBJ.
I mean, this is a public place. You're welcome to film.
But there's not a media representative that'll talk to us?
No.
It goes on to say, are John Bowne and Darren McBreen on your staff? The DPS contacted. Our DPS contact, and we're also affiliated with your show. Can you shed any light on this? I mean, it's just crazy. The state police are calling our local affiliate because, wait, the media is not supposed to ask us questions. Wait a minute. You're not supposed to discuss what's going on. You're supposed to take it. We give you a press release and you read it on air. That's how America works. We don't have a free press in America.
I mean, I have some talking points if you want to.
Yeah, some talking points. I think we got those pretty much last time. I mean,
they're pretty much the same.
I know the cost of the boats and all that. But we're just kind of wondering about joint military exercises, stuff like that, you know, if there's any...
I mean, you can ask it. Yeah, there's no joint military exercises planned that I'm aware of.
They're spending $600,000 on these.
$600,000+.
Yeah, for a total of six of them. And this is the unveiling of the second one.
With machine guns, militarizing, and they don't like it. It's wrong to sit there and try to violate press freedom in this country. Can you believe calling up our affiliate, trying to imply we're doing something wrong, playing weird legalese games?
And by them following us, it seemed like intimidation. You know, it was pure intimidation.
Well, I mean, he's calling.
I know they plan on buying a lot of these unmanned drones.
DPS is not that I'm aware of.
The state of Texas is not?
We're not.
Because there's like border patrol with the drones and all that.
Border patrol is federal.
Well, but they're working with federal agencies. That's what I mean. So it'd be like Homeland Security, for example, is federal. Yet they provided a lot of the funding for these boats that are here in the state.
Your pizza delivery.
You know, so that's why I was wondering if there's any, federal cooperation with these unmanned drones as well for Border Patrol and fighting this out-of-control drug war.
I don't know. We don't have drones. Whose drones we have access to, I'm not even sure.
Rights activists or whatever are also concerned that maybe these boats would be used to, like, pull over somebody, do you have your fishing license? You know, and you got all these tactical guns on there, and do you have your fishing license? Is this boat registered? Is there any alcohol on board? You know, that sort of thing. So those were kind of the questions we're going to ask.
These are going to be used in standard border operations and cooperation.
All right, let's stop right there.
Local, state, and...
Look, if they're going to use these for border operations, that's one thing, but they're basically just trying to stampede the sheep through a bunch of fear to allow the militarization, just like getting rid of our Bill of Rights was for Al-Qaeda. Now they say, no, it's for libertarians, conservatives, gun owners. I mean, now police departments are getting Homeland Security blimps. Some of them are like 30 feet long. They're using drones on, quote, cattle thieves in North Dakota. Look, I know what's going on. In every country, the police and military end up taking over. The people let them. We're just trying to keep the police honest. We want our Bill of Rights and Constitution that's been trampled back. Great job to the crew. Listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. Please spread the word. The website's InfoWars.com. And I'll see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, on places like Channel 166 on XM. Now get out there and take on the New World Order.